Hospitals nationwide are experiencing a shortage of intravenous bags or IV bags. This comes as the number of flu cases is accelerating. Another casualty of the increase in flu cases is the shortage of Tamiflu. That's the antiviral medication that treats the flu. And the show's Lauren Gilger is here with more on this. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, so this shortage is mainly of the smaller, about 3-ounce IV bags. And it's happening actually as a result of Hurricane Maria. It turns out the manufacturing plant that makes the majority of these small IV bags is in Puerto Rico. So the factory was out of commission for some time after the hurricane hit, and that's created a serious shortage since IV bags are used all the time in hospitals. The Information Services Department at the University of Utah tracks shortages like these. And for more on this, I spoke with Erin Fox. She's the Senior Director of Drug Information Services there. She says, even though an IV bag doesn't sound like the most essential thing a hospital needs, a shortage of them can really affect things. Here's Fox.
This is one of the most basic supplies that hospitals use every single day. And the reason we need it is because most medicines are supplied in small vials or ampules, and they need to be diluted to a very specific concentration before they're infused into patients. And so that's what hospitals need these small bags for. You know, we can't just inject a vial of powder into patients. We need to dilute it, and we need to infuse it slowly, into the patient. And so we're having to create quite a few workarounds to make it work and to really minimize any impact on patient care.
So how are hospitals addressing it? What can they do?
Oh my gosh. So, the first thing you do is figure out how you can conserve the most. So I can tell you, here at our hospital, other hospitals, nurses sometimes use those small bags to start an IV line on a patient. Now they're having to use the very large bags. It's pretty wasteful, but we just don't have those small bags to spare. The other thing you can do is some medicines can be injected directly into patients without further dilution. It usually takes more time, though. So the nurses kind of have to stand at the bed and, give an injection very, very slowly over 5 or 10 minutes, and that takes a lot of time. But it also saves bags. And then we're also putting medication doses into syringes whenever possible. So there are some very, very large syringes, think like a turkey baster size almost, that you can put a dose of medicine in. And you need a special pump to use those types of syringes, though. And not every hospital has enough of those pumps. I know here at our hospital we have some, but we don't have enough for all of the patients. And so a combination of all of these efforts is really helping to conserve supplies and use less of these small bags, but things are very, very bad. We're really worried.
So how might this affect patients then? Are people having to push back procedures or get medications later?
So here in our hospital, we haven't had to delay any treatments yet, but we are hearing that is happening around the country. Some, especially in, infusion centers where patients might go for an infusion maybe once a week or once a month even, we are hearing that those infusion centers are sometimes turning patients away because they don't have those bags of saline.
Right. So I wonder, are there, as hospitals try and deal with this and use other means to supply and make up for the shortage of IV bags, are there health concerns that are raised because of that?
Well, anytime that we have to change things for a drug shortage, it really increases the risk of medication errors. We are worried that, patients could accidentally be harmed because they might get a medication too quickly. It's that change that really opens things up for the opportunity for a medication error.
Yeah, yeah. And last thing I want to talk to you about, Erin, there's been a lot of talk about a shortage of Tamiflu. I know that's happened here in Arizona at certain pharmacies. Is that something that's happening nationwide that you're tracking?
So we are watching this very carefully because over the years, there certainly have been many, many shortages of Tamiflu. The good news is that Tamiflu is now generic. So there are many suppliers of this product as well as the brand name, and there are adequate supplies around. Now, there might be spot shortages, just because pharmacies are getting an unexpected number of prescriptions, they might not have enough in stock, but there is definitely Tamiflu available to order, and hopefully at this point in time, we are not seeing a shortage as far as what we're tracking nationally.
All right. Erin Fox is the Senior Director of Drug Information Services at the University of Utah. Erin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger.